Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, I'm calling because I have a charge on my credit card for this number, and I'm not quite sure what it is for.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting a zip code?
03055.
Thank you for that. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Lisa Godfrey.
Okay, Ms. Godfrey, can you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
Sure, 199 Timber Ridge Drive, Milford, New Hampshire.
Thank you. Give me 1 second while I review this account, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you remember ordering a platinum ultra smartwatch on April 8th for $7.95?
I do.
Okay, so when you purchased that smartwatch, that was like a welcome gift for joining the Factory Direct store, and it'll tell you in the terms and conditions when you pay for that shipping, that 4 days after you pay for it, you will then be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership.
No, cancel. I didn't select any of that. I don't want any of that. I need to be canceled immediately.
Okay, give me 1 second. I can get you canceled, put you on a brief hold, and then I'll come back with your cancellation number.
Thank you.
Okay, so your account is canceled. You won't receive any further charges. Are you ready
and
for
I want
that?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
And I want that reversed. I did not sign up for anything. I know there was fine print. I checked off nothing. And the watch that came was broken. Doesn't work. So
okay,
it's a junk.
So as for the refund, the last charge that you're seeing, you purchased a smart health planner.
No, I didn't plan. I did not purchase anything. I didn't. No health plan. I've gotten nothing. I got that watch, and it was $7, which I paid, and it doesn't work. It's junk. It actually went in the garbage. So this is kind of a scam, as far as I'm concerned. And I did not check off any allowance for anybody to automatically take any money out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. So, in the terms and conditions, by you paying the shipping, it'll tell you, like, the rules for the membership in the store. But since you say you didn't, you overlooked it, as a customer courtesy, I can't issue a 35% refund for this last charge, which would be $13.99 off of the $39.99.
No, I want the whole, no. Mm-mm, this is a scam, and I'll report it. I did not okay any withdrawals out of my bank account.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
Shit. Bullshit. Scam. This shit is such a scam.
Okay, so as a customer courtesy, since I know you probably did overlook the terms and conditions, well, I have canceled your account, so you won't receive further charges. And as for the refund, I can issue you 50% of that
$39.99. I never okayed any $39.99. I didn't overlook anything. I never signed anything for anything to be withdrawn out of my banking account.
Well, ma'am, when you paid for the shipping for the product,
that's a scam.
Reasons, it is stated in the terms and conditions.
No.
So give me one second. I'll speak to my supervisor.
I'll have my attorney look at those legal terms and conditions, and we'll see how much that will stand in court, because I will fight this. No. That's my bank account. No one had a right to do anything of the sort.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, we did get permission to issue the full refund for the last charge, and that'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, can I have the confirmation number, please?
Yes, ma'am. That number is 2 as in C as in Charlie, 260-544-070.
Okay, and that will be back in my account within 3 to 5 business days, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.